4:06. You're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
Yeah, and I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, our guest says changing the format on job applications could have a major impact on people looking for work after a criminal conviction.
First, Wisconsin and the nation are still feeling the impact of this year's avian flu outbreak. The disease affected chicken and turkey operations, ultimately resulting in the loss of almost 2 million birds here in Wisconsin, about 10% of the state's flock, and even more in Minnesota and Iowa.
That added up to millions of dollars in economic losses, and the epidemic is still raising the prices of eggs, according to reports out today. Meanwhile, state officials and poultry producers are trying to apply lessons from this year's outbreak to prepare for the future. A new web feature at Wisconsin Public Radio's website digs deeper into the bird flu outbreak. It's linked on the Central Time Facebook page.
Ron Kane joins us now. He's a poultry specialist at UW Extension. Ron, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Ron, how is the state's poultry industry recovering from that outbreak earlier this year?
Yeah, I think Wisconsin is doing fairly well. All of the sites have repopulated at least partially, so they have some birds back online and the hens laying eggs and turkeys growing again.
Let's talk about those eggs and the impact on consumers. I have seen some reporting as recently as today that we are paying more for eggs than usual because of the outbreak. And eggs are a big deal. Nutritionists say great source of protein for low-income people. How much did avian flu affect the price of eggs in the long run?
Yeah, I would say, looking at some numbers, really almost doubled the cost of a dozen eggs, I think is an easy way to put it. And, yeah, it's certainly going to be a while before that price comes down.
And this is not just because of what happened here in Wisconsin, but around the region and in places around the country, right?
Correct. Iowa, of course, has been the number one egg producer in the nation for several years, and they had really some devastating hits there. A lot of large flocks were depopulated.
And Thanksgiving coming up next month now. Our turkey price is going to look different this year post-outbreak.
They will be slightly higher. I don't think we're going to see the effect like we did in eggs. For one thing, turkeys can bounce back a little bit more quickly because, it doesn't take as long. The laying hens, it takes quite a while to get them up to the age where they can lay. So that will help. And I think we'll see a good supply of turkeys.
Talking to Ron Kane from UW Extension, he's a poultry specialist, looking at the long-term impact of the avian flu outbreak that affected chicken and turkey operations in Wisconsin elsewhere earlier this year, and maybe lessons learned for the future. And Ron, let's turn toward the future now. Is it like that we're going to see another similar outbreak, maybe next year or the year after that?
It's certainly a possibility. The thought still is that wild migrating ducks and geese are carrying the virus, and so, everybody's kind of holding their breath right now as the fall migration goes on, that maybe we'll see breaks again, or potentially in the spring. My hope is, at least if we do, I think they'll be more isolated. Hopefully we've learned some things with biosecurity and we'll hopefully not spread it from farm to farm once it does get here, if it gets here.
Well, let's talk about that idea of biosecurity. What are farms doing that might, if there is, this disease detected, that might stop it from spreading so quickly?
Sure. And one of the problems, I think, is we don't know for sure how it has spread and how it has gotten inside the barn. So that is a bit of a problem. But I think a lot of the farms are installing truck washes, for example, so that any vehicle that comes on the farm will get washed down with a disinfectant. Probably a little tighter on changing clothes before entering any of the buildings and, changing shoes multiple times. Some are probably doing better at keeping sparrows and things out of their barns because that's a possible place where stuff might have gotten in. So I've heard of some, screening off a lot of the windows and vents and things. Several different things.
As you say, we're not entirely sure how this disease got into flocks in the first place or spread from flock to flock. So it sounds like we're kind of guessing. Is there research going on as we speak, maybe, trying to figure out, how did this thing spread? How did it start in the first place here?
Yeah, there is. There was some survey work that USDA did with a lot of the farms, more in Minnesota and Iowa, as far as, you know, delving into, were there birds getting into your building? Were you visitors coming onto the farm? You know, and a lot of things. And so they're parsing all those data now, trying to look for things. There's also a lot of work checking wild birds. You know, in the past we've looked at ducks and geese, but now there's more work looking at sparrows and pigeons and starlings and things like that to see if maybe they are carriers as well.
Now, that's we've been talking about what larger producers might be doing. How about at the state level? I don't know if there's public health or ag offices. What kinds of things are they trying to put into place in case of another outbreak?
Yeah, so there's you know, a lot of work kind of looking back at how the breaks went in the spring and what could be done better. I think a lot of the Department of Ag is still focusing on trying to spread the word for good biosecurity. Certainly Extension has been doing that as well. You know, hopefully we can prevent this. There has been some work at the national level as far as methods of depopulation, because that was a bit of a problem, especially in Iowa.
Something that just occurs to me, we've talked on this show with some researchers, not about this disease, but about trying to detect diseases in the wild before they spread to livestock. Is there any kind of effort to test, you know, the ducks, the geese, the starlings, to try to sample populations to see how common this disease would be in those wild populations?
Yes, and there was a little bit of that going on in the past, but it's been stepped up and there's more going on now. The National Wildlife Service is doing some of that. I know Iowa had a grant to do some sparrows and things there.
Now, one group we haven't talked about yet are the backyard poultry raisers, people with backyard chickens getting more and more common. Is there any advice out there for them? Because I know some of them were affected by this disease, just like the larger scale producers.
Right. And, you know, again, I think we preach biosecurity, and certainly probably tired of hearing that. But, you know, I think whether it's for influenza or other diseases, trying to keep other birds and animals away from your flocks, you know, cleaning and disinfecting any equipment that comes in, changing shoes before you get into your flocks. I think they sound kind of simplistic, but I think those are things that we'd look at.
Now, sometimes chickens are very commonly in someone's backyard. They're fenced in, but they're out in the open where I guess they could interact with other birds or their droppings,
right,
for that matter. Is that something people should avoid?
You know, I'd say not necessarily avoid. Again, if you could avoid doing things to attract other birds, you know, keeping the feed indoors and things like that, I think that's a key. I guess, quite honestly, we haven't seen a lot of problem with that yet, so, you know, maybe that will change. But I would say, I'm not sure I'd tell everybody to keep them indoors necessarily.
So as somebody who researches poultry, watches the industry, are you feeling really nervous as migration season goes on, waiting for that second shoe to drop and a return of the outbreak?
I am, and I think everybody in the industry is kind of feeling that way. You know, I don't know, we'll cross our fingers, but I'm not sure that we've really changed things enough to feel safe.
So are you hopeful that more measures, more, as we've been coming back to, biosecurity gets into place, maybe if not by the fall, maybe by next spring migration?
Yeah, I'm hopeful. And again, I think there's evidence that there was some spread from farm to farm, and I'm hopeful that at least we could stop that. So if we do have outbreaks, they would be, you know, more individual.
All right, Ron, as you say, fingers crossed. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
That was UW Extension poultry specialist Ron Kane. You can learn more about the avian flu and the impact it had here in Wisconsin with a new feature on the WPR website. We've got a link on that up, by the way, on the Central Time Facebook page.